around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go with another edition of the Fastest 2 Hours in Travel. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. We are 3 days from Election Day as change is coming to the United States. The World Series happenings involving the New York Yankees are certainly big. When I say this program is about everything and anything in the world of travel week after week, well, today it could take us in so many different directions. Immediately following last week's live broadcast, Mary and I headed to JFK International Airport and flew on to Rome, Italy. We kicked off the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 earlier this week, and we are currently in Portofino, Italy with a number of show fans. Now, how can we be in two places at once? Well, good question, folks. Because before leaving New York, we did something we almost never do, and we pre-recorded this entire show today. So if you want to connect with us right now, by the way, and see all of our travels in Europe, head over to our Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and X at RM World Travel social media pages, engage with us, and share your comments. By the way, next week's show will be a live broadcast from the Seabourn Ovation, and we will come to you from Palma de Mallorca in Spain. Looking forward to that. And we have some big show news to share with all of you, and I mean really big show news.
Oh, we do. It is definitely big news for sure. So tune in for that on many levels. And as Robert said, we hope you'll check out all the photos being posted to social media right now of all of our travels in Europe. I give you a great idea of the destinations we're visiting, and that's going to continue all this upcoming week. You can also send us comments via our show website as well. Just use the contact us tab that you're going to find right there on the homepage, rmworldtravel.com. And I know a good amount of you listening may have already voted like we have, or you're going to be voting on Tuesday, but in the spirit of making your vote count, since you're already in voting mode, how about voting on our polls? You're going to find the latest polls at the homepage right on rmworldtravel.com. And two questions. First question, we're asking for our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with Seabourn, which country that we're visiting interests you the most? Second question, which country that we're visiting on the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with Seabourn have you already visited the most?
All right, well, I like that. First of all, you should know the countries we're going to if you don't.
Italy, check
Monaco,
out the photos on social media.
Well, that's true. France, Spain, all of that. RJ, I know you're going to be voting on Election Day, but will you also be casting your vote in the new polls up at rmworldtravel.com as well?
I will be. And for a second there, I thought you were going to ask who I was voting for. I was like, whoa, we're taking a turn here. But well, absolutely, I will be.
3 days. 3 days. We shall see. All right. All right. So since we decided to pre-record today's show, it didn't align with Bobby's schedule. So this week and next week, when we broadcast live from Palma de Mallorca, well, we have Derek pinch hitting down in Dallas at the Network Command Center for us. We appreciate that very much, Derek. Rudy is still getting ready for his segments coming up today, including the right stuff in hour two. Rudy, read those pages fast if you're listening right now. So in the time that remains in our opening A block, how about we just go ahead and we get into the Travel News Roundtable, Mary? Do you want to start us off? We've got over 5 minutes to go.
Sure. Wow, we got a lot of time here. So it's interesting doing the travel news when we're pre-recording the show, but here we go. We'll keep a little evergreen, but this is some interesting news that will continue into 2025. So a new nose-to-tail cabin interior redesign, not just a refresh, is coming to all Delta jets. Debuting this fall, the modern new design is going to bring substantial improvements to the airline's aircraft interiors. Here's a sampling of what to expect. You're going to see new breathable seating materials. You're going to get comfortable memory foam cushions on wide-body jets and brand new lighting across the fleet that promotes relaxation. So Delta's new cabin design is going to debut first on narrow-body Boeing 757 aircraft. They're going to begin flying on domestic and short-haul international routes later this fall. In early 2025, a wide-body Airbus A350 will debut with a new design on all long-haul routes. So what I find interesting here, you know how we fly mainly American, and every time we get on a jet, everything's in a different spot. Even in whether
you always
it's business
have to familiarize
class, premium
yourself.
Economy, yeah, right. The charging plate, right. Everything's in a different spot.
You just had that issue coming back from Maui.
Exactly. And I was not the only one. No, the gentleman next to me was crazy. So Delta is committed to having its entire fleet look uniform and be updated so that customers, when they get on, regardless of the type of aircraft that their flight is operated on, everything will be the same.
All right.
Well, at least uniform.
Okay. So uniformity.
I like that. I vote for that. That's my vote.
All right. We like that, Mary. We like
across
that.
Across the airlines.
I could get into something, but RJ, do you want to go anything automotive? And by the way, you have coming up this hour in the open road, you're going to be talking about robot taxis.
I am. And I don't want to leak too much before we get to that. I think it's an interesting segment. Talk a little bit more about that. But definitely interesting what's going on in San Francisco right now with the driverless taxis. In terms of automotive news, I thought it was interesting. The CEO of Ford Motor Company, Jim Farley, obviously Ford is, you know, at the forefront of the automotive world.
Yeah, they are. They're one of the big guys.
So you would think that the CEO of the company would probably drive a Ford.
You would hope so.
Like I would
Mustang
think.
Or,
yeah.
You know, something. Well, so it turns out he went on this podcast and he said for the last 6 months he's been driving a Chinese electric sedan. It's called the Xiaomi SU7. He's had it in the U.S. here for 6 months, and he doesn't want to give it up.
Now, is he doing that to test it to see what they're doing?
Correct. Automotive companies do this.
You don't do that for 6 months.
Automotive companies do this. They'll buy their competitors' cars. They'll drive them. But the CEO typically doesn't do that.
not a good look.
He has other people that can probably do that
for
him, right?
So this is either a not-so-sound business decision or they're potentially teasing a collaboration.
Kelly Ortberg, the CEO of Boeing, he's not flying around on Airbus.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No.
So, let's be honest. I mean, that's not a good look for Ford.
Are there rumors that they're teasing possible?
That seems to me.
Clearly, Ford is angling for something in China.
Right. I think that's the only way they can please shareholders with the CEO doing that. Mm-hmm. So
could be that they have all of their rare minerals over there for the batteries that they might need. So we'll see. All right. I'm going to dive into something, and this goes, Mary, you talked a little bit about Delta. I'll talk about American. How often when we travel at airports do you hear your flight pre-boarding start up and everyone races to get ready and queue up, right? Well, American Airlines thinks that using technology to shame passengers is the way to go. I respect that something needs to be done about that. I understand that very much. But I'm just not sure this is the way to go. Right now in Albuquerque and in Tucson, they are the guinea pig airports, if you will. They're trying this new boarding system. Washington, D.C., Reagan National is coming next. The new system, essentially, when you go and you scan your boarding pass, if you're out of order in your boarding, an alarm goes off and you're shamed and basically you're told to move to the side. So I'm not sure.
Well, in New York, they just yell at you anyway.
Well,
you're shamed.
True.
I mean, you don't need a
this
buzzer.
Led to, there are all these different terms in the travel world, right, that we hear from time to time. Bleaser, we joked about for the longest time, and that's commonplace. Well, anyway, do you know the people that essentially are lining up? Do you know what they're called?
I do. RJ, do you know?
I'll tell
you.
Called gate
lice.
Now, first of all, highly offensive. Mary, when you think about it.
I'd love to talk to some gate agents. And again, we fly to the New York area airports all the time. They manage it extremely well. They literally are raising their voices and telling you, it's group one. That's it. It's group one. If you're group two, don't come until we call you. I don't think we need
buzzers for
this. What
you just said, one of the things I can't stand in our society is where we try to compartmentalize everybody and put them into little categories and so forth. Gate lice, highly offensive. Okay? And basically what they're saying to folks.
Right
now, it's for economy and basic economy passengers, Mary, that are trying to get into the first or business class lines. I mean, to me, it's totally ridiculous, inappropriate for us to be having to name call like this.
Listen, it's bad passenger behavior, but everyone would just follow the New York model, you don't cross the gate agents in New York. You just don't do it. Everyone knows. You don't do it.
Model.
You wait until your group is called.
So there you go.
It's not hard. I've solved it.
You've brought it this
Everyone,
you have.
Come to New York and follow that model.
After this quick sponsors break, since we're traveling, we thought it would be a good time to do an airport check-in segment. It's been a while since the last one happened, and in 180 seconds, that's going to change as DAL and CBG take center stage.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone. As we move into our B block, our focus these next 10 minutes will be checking in on DAL and CVG. Put another way, well, that's Dallas Love Field and Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airports. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And a month ago, you heard us broadcasting live from HGV's all-new Maui Bay Villas property, and with over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, and this also includes popular destinations like Florida, Colorado, Virginia, South Carolina, many across all of Hawaii, actually, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, as a part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, wherever travel takes you next, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations. Go check out HiltonGrandVacations.com today for more information, or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, joining us now is Patrick Carino, Director of Aviation for the City of Dallas, who oversees Dallas Love Field, and Candace McGraw, CEO of Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport.
Good morning, Candace and Patrick. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Nice having you here with us. Patrick, I'm going to start with you today. Although Mary and I are based and live here in the New York City area, back in 2018, we moved our network operations to Dallas. Our team there is based on Beltline Road, almost adjacent to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Since we fly American frequently, that takes us through DFW. But one of the easiest ways to visit the Dallas area, it's via Dallas Love Field, for sure. So the airport's super convenient, easy to navigate. It was the first airport in Texas to offer commercial flights. It has a reputation as being one of the best-run airports in the country. So share some of what makes Dallas Love Field a travel experience. Many flyers welcome.
Thank you for that. I think what we try to do here at Dallas Love Field is we're approaching 20 million passengers in the next few years, but we try to have that small airport feel. So DFW down the road offers some great connections, global hub, but I think what attracts folks here is really the ease of use. Our team really, puts a lot of work into making that, easy to use, friendly airport. And I think that's why we win some awards and why folks like to travel through Dallas Love Field.
Yeah, clearly. Patrick, thank you for that. All right, let's head to Cincinnati. Candace, Robert and I were just out in Cincinnati back in August. And actually, for anyone listening, if you're looking for the airport when you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, you know this, Candace, but the airport's actually located 10 miles or so from downtown Cincinnati in Kentucky. It's also a very easy airport to navigate. And unlike here in New York, you don't have to worry about as much traffic getting in or out of CVG. So, Candace, you're forward focused, so much so that you've completed a 2050 master plan study. Just give us a couple of highlights of that and what that might mean for travelers down the road.
Sure. So we have lots of things going on at CVG, but really focusing, like Patrick, on ease of use, accessibility, looking to how we're going to develop our campus. You know, we have a great passenger base, but we're also the sixth largest cargo airport in the world, and how do we continue to develop our land to support that? That's a large focus moving forward. Mm-hmm. And how do we continue to bring and develop particularly all this land that we have for the use of the airport and create a sustainable campus? So that's really kind of our focus over the next decades to come.
Mm, must be nice to have land.
Yeah, well, that yeah, helps a lot, no question, certainly. And being where they are, they do. So
absolutely.
We saw that. Our feelings, frankly, that both of y'all share, about airports, they're more than just hubs, to get from one place to another. We say that whenever we do these check-in segments. Clearly there in Dallas, Patrick, you have two very successful airports offering two very different experiences with two very different cultures and offerings. Southwest is the dominant carrier at DAL, but you do have other carriers operating there as well. So since we do have a large audience tuned in around the country, share with us right now, and maybe if you will, about some of the other airlines serving Dallas Love Field.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Southwest is obviously a big partner for us, but we're a constrained airport, so we're capped at 20 gates by federal law. So there's a lot of competition in here, and we do have two other carriers, Delta and Alaska, that fit a role into here. And moving forward, I think we'll continue to grow with that partnership. And we happen to also be one of the busiest private jet airports in the country as well. So we kind of try to do as much as we can on the small footprint. And really, Southwest, like we said, is a huge part of that success. But we have other partners and on the private side, and then the airlines with Delta and Alaska as well.
So I did not know that about the private side. So interesting. Candace, you've been a CEO or the CEO of Cincinnati's airport for the past 13 years. You clearly know the operations there inside and out at this point. And I'm sure you'll agree with what Robert just mentioned to Patrick. We believe airports are more than just hubs to get from one place to another. And particularly these days, they really are becoming like mini cities all to themselves. We associate your airport most with Delta Airlines. It's a hub for the carrier. But I want to go back to something you said earlier in terms of being, I think you said, the sixth largest cargo airport. I think many of our show fans would be interested to know that you're a global air hub for Amazon Air. Many Amazon packages delivered around the U.S. today likely have come through Cincinnati. How much of an impact do their operations have at your airport?
Yeah, no, thank you for that. We actually have two huge cargo operations here. We are the largest site in the world for Amazon Prime Air. They have a huge facility here at CVG and continue to grow, and that started here in 2017, and they actually opened their facility in 2019. And we are the second largest site in the world for DHL. So they have also a large cargo presence here. So again, we're sixth largest in North America, 12th largest in the world, and we'll only continue to grow that. And that really helps with our overall economic development of the region, and it's something that we try to sell, locally and globally, of course.
Well, that's big news. And with the companies, you're both in cities where you have big corporate
presence
that are there. That certainly helps the base of the airports as well. But, Patrick, for someone who hasn't traveled, to or from Dallas Love Field recently, let's say over the past few years for the point of this conversation, what are some of the new additions that they'll encounter and anything that you maybe want to share that could be coming in the near future? Now, I understand you have those 20 gates that you talk about, but how are you constantly trying to evolve that experience at the airport?
Well, I hinted at this before. I mean, a team does a great job, and we win some awards for that. And I mean, one of the most recent things was we had the Motherhood Love Community Award, for best kid for the airport. So we do things. We have a partnership with the Dallas Mavericks and something called the Little Love Lounge that helps with that, those offerings, accessibility offerings, and such. Coming forward, or moving forward, we're doing a master plan. We're calling What's Next, or Love What's Next. And really, it's how do we grow in that constrained footprint that we have in that gate cap. We're the only airport in the country with a gate cap. So how do we fit all those passengers and flights that we can have in this small footprint? And the team's really working hard to set the vision for how we get to, you know, up to about 24 million passengers over the next early into the 2030s.
Unique challenge for you guys. Interesting. Candace, same question for you, really. Share some of the bigger changes that travelers will see at your airport. You did touch on the master plan, but what's ahead for them as they travel to and from or through Cincinnati?
I think the most visible thing all the passengers are going to see, we're soon to launch into a huge capital project to redo and touch every area of our terminal building. It's called Elevate CVG. We just awarded a bags system contract that's being redone right now, inclusive then of every surface. So you're going to see every wall painted, every flooring covered, all sorts of, you know, HVAC, mechanical upgrades, and it will have a very different look over the next 5 years to really freshen up. Again, like Patrick, our teams do a great job here keeping the terminal fresh, but it is time for a facelift, and that's the biggest thing on the horizon that our passengers are going to see over the next few years.
Well, infrastructure is always important,
it
no
is.
Question
and
about that.
And a facelift
that.
Is always.
So
that's
if you're
all
a contractor
yes.
or in the business, CVG may be hiring. You may want to know that.
We're definitely hiring.
Really quick for you, I just need about 10-second answers. Outside of plane and the operations and so forth, talking about the airport, where would you say you get the greatest amount of revenue to the airport? Would it be the food concessions, stores? What would it be? Patrick?
Yeah, I think it's revenue with concessions. Parking is a huge...
Okay, parking as well.
What we bring.
Candace, what do you say?
Yeah, same thing. After landing fees, it's our parking revenue is the largest source of revenue.
Okay. I just like to always see, as we talk to airports around the country, what that is. And it's pretty consistent on parking as well, so as we all know. All right, well, Candace and Patrick, thank you very much. We really appreciate the check-in both for CVG and DAL. Great airport operation, certainly, for our country. I hope you both enjoy the weekend, okay?
Great. Good talking with you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you both.
All right, Mary, well, there we go.
I find these segments so interesting with these airports.
Yeah.
Always
parking.
Learn something
parking,
new
though.
And parking. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You know, folks, whenever we do these airport check-ins, we like to hear from you about your favorite U.S. airport or airport. So go share them with us right now, rmworldtravel.com/contacts. We're going to pause for a few important sponsor messages this bottom of the hour break. When the show returns, Rudy will talk extreme sports and adventure travel. RJ is back in 10 minutes to discuss robot cars and taxis for the open road. Mary and I are going to connect with Bill Cleveland in the E-Block to talk travel in Virginia, and there's still a busy hour two to come as well today. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the program is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. Let me ask you something. How was your sleep last week? Let's dramatically improve it today with a terrific new mattress from helixsleep.com/carry and save it 25% while you're doing it. Helix Sleep offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections. Don't you just love a good bed at a hotel? Well, now you can have an even better one at home. Helix also offers the Helix Plus for big and tall sleepers and the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. As a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial, so you've got nothing to lose. These are top-quality luxury mattresses, but also very affordable. Unlike a lot of other mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility. Each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. Making mattresses themselves is how Helix keeps prices down. To find out which mattress works best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge, and if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up, and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. They've been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. 25% off at Helix, H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry, or find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you ever wanted to climb Mount Everest, or how about participating in a 250-kilometer marathon race across the Sahara? Our next guest, Tony Sciena, has done both, among other extreme sports, and along the way, he's become familiar with a range of a number of extreme sports. I want to ask him how he views adventure tourism. But first, Tony, nice to have you in the house. Your background's very unusual, beginning with your being a former world champion in karate, and then some time spent working as a covert agent. That'll be another show we'll talk to you about sometime. But it should go without saying that you approach extreme adventures in good physical condition. But there are more accessible options than running across the third largest desert in the world or climbing Mount Everest, aren't there?
Definitely, and thank you for having me on your show.
Nice to have you here. What could be? Can we dial it back a little from climbing Mount Everest?
Sure. What is the question? Which adventure?
Yeah, right. Give me some little middle of the road adventures.
Okay. I mean, I'm really on the extreme side, but you know, when you take climbing, for example, mm-hmm. there are degrees of difficulty and heights, etc. So even with climbing, you know, we started with just by accident, really. We were racing cars in northern Italy from Venice to Cortina, mm-hmm. and a friend of ours blew the engine on his car, so he slowed us down because we were supposed to do the Via Ferrata, which is basically just 1 second. It is basically you know, steel cables from the Second World War.
Okay.
And basically, you know, you hook in and you can climb up with these cables, which is a lot easier.
What are you climbing up?
So you're using a steel cable and you hook into it. And then basically you kind of climb up from there, right?
And what are you climbing, a mountain or a bridge or a wall?
A mountain.
A mountain.
They were there from the Second World War, right? When armies were maneuvered over mountains, et cetera. So it's pretty easy. So we missed that, and we ended up, you know, starting rock climbing. And that was the first thing I ever climbed, and went up these rocks and was like, wow, this is pretty amazing. And going up, honestly, I looked down and I definitely had a moment, had to pray my way over the little rock face when I, you know, kissed the ground on the way down or when I landed. Well, and basically, you know, was like, okay, that's great.
How do you prepare for something? How do you prepare for extreme adventures?
Well, I mean, preparation is an everyday thing. You know, growing up in sports, you know, all kinds of sports, especially martial arts, and training most days, it kind of prepares you for anything, and you just kind of have to adjust to something specific. You know,
so physical fitness basically, you know, is just a requisite. That's just a given.
Yeah, you just got to keep in. I mean, that's it. Whatever it is you're doing, right? If you're living in a city, going to, you know, whatever you want to do, the gym, or you're living in a rural area, it's like running up a mountain or jogging or walking fast, whatever it is, as long as you keep fit, it gives you the basis for anything, for any sport. And then you just adjust. You adjust to doing something more extreme. We need certain capabilities or certain skill sets. But if you have the foundation of being fit, you can pretty much learn and train for anything.
So I suppose if climbing is your interest, or maybe your interest, you can start with a climbing wall. And some, you know, I mean, most urban cities have climbing walls. You start with that, and then you start with some small stuff, and you work your way up to Mount Everest, as you did.
Yeah, you start hiking, right? Hiking trails, climbing rocks, and you just work your way up. Like, we got hooked, you know, while we were climbing these rocks in Cortina, Italy. And then we just went very fast because we kind of go, we dive and we got 100% in, and we just went and climbed a bunch of smaller mountains, bigger until we got to Everest, right? And we're still not done climbing. We're climbing Carson's Pyramids in Indonesia in January, right? It was one of the seven summits.
You know, How old are you?
I'm still in my 40s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you feel anything slowing down a bit?
Honestly, if you keep fit, yep, and you eat healthy and you have a strong mindset, I honestly, even with all my injuries, and I've broken a lot of bones, I feel stronger now than I did in my 20s. The only thing is, things like, well, I don't drink anymore. So when I used to drink back then, I'd recover. If I drank now, it takes longer, right?
Okay, that's interesting.
Hangovers last longer. That was part of the reason I stopped. Like in my business, I can't.
Tony, I got to stop you. I got to stop you. I'm sorry, but I get the point. Don't drink. Tony Sheehan is our guest. Thank you, Tony, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm RJ Carey. Today, I'm thrilled to welcome a new guest here to the show. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/Carey. Now, we're all loving our new updated Raycons Everyday Earbuds. They're made to make your everyday just a little bit easier. And they've added new features to make them even easier to use, like 32-hour battery life, multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors as well. And that all sounds good, but Raycons sound even better. Seriously, the quality you'll get rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio, and with a 30-day happiness guarantee, now is a great time to try them out. Go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 20 to 50% off site-wide plus free shipping. There's also a direct link at rmltravel.com under sponsors. Now joining me today is Adam Rogers, a senior correspondent for Business Insider and formerly for Newsweek and Wired. He also spent some time as a journalism fellow at MIT, and if you can remember that viral white and gold versus blue and black dress debacle from years ago, his article uncovering the science of that is actually one of the single most read pieces of journalism on the internet. And now it's all fascinating, but this is an automotive segment. Why are we talking about dresses? Well, Adam recently spent some time riding around in the driverless Waymo taxis currently operating in the San Francisco Bay Area. So let's head over to the show hotline to chat with Adam about what he experienced. Adam, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So very briefly for our listeners, can you describe what exactly Waymo robot taxis are and how they operate?
Sure. The experience is very much like getting any ride hail service like an Uber or a Lyft. If you've ever done that, there's an app on your phone. You put in who you are and your destination, and then a car shows up and it tells you, oh, your car is arriving. You see a little map on the screen. All of that's very familiar. The weird part starts when the car actually arrives and it pulls up and there's nobody in the driver's seat. It looks it's a little bit like the only thing I can think of, if you've ever been to Disneyland and been on a ride at Disneyland, like a dark ride, you know, like Haunted Mansion or something like that, where like a vehicle pulls up automatically and you get in it and then sort of you strap in and it drives away and you don't do anything. It feels like that. So it's got it's a big, like an SUV with spinny things on the outside. And those are the LiDAR. That's the technology that the computer uses to be able to see around it. It's got a kind of a light dome on the top, almost like a police car does, but it shows your initials like lit up so you know it's your car. So it's very
intuitive.
It's like a robot shows up to give you a ride. It's spooky. That's what it's like.
So I'm interested, how comfortable did you feel during the ride, particularly, you know, if and when the vehicle made unexpected or awkward driving decisions?
In my experience, it very rarely made unexpected driving decisions other than like, oh, it's being cautious. And it's weird to apply these sort of anthropomorphized, you know, human tendencies. It's obviously it's a car, it doesn't feel anything, but it would do stuff. If something weird would happen in front of it, it tended to just slow down or stop and not get involved, you know, like I ain't having that. Somebody at one point decided they wanted to go faster than the robot car I was in and peeled up and pulled around us and went into a bus only lane and, you know, on the left side of us. Kind of a scary moment for any driver. And the robot car like kind of went like, okay, I'm not doing that. Like,
right. I'm not having any of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, I actually rode in an early, like an experimental version of this, boy, almost 10 years ago at Google. And when it would stop, it would really bang your head against the seat. Like it was a jarring.
Right. So your word, I got a kick out of that in your article. Your word was that the old one drove, you know, like a 16-year-old that just got its permit. You know,
yeah, which very, is very much like that. It was like, oh, I'm really nervous to be in this car. And this was very different. The only moment, I did have a moment in one of the cars where it actually drove more aggressively than I would have driven on a particular street in San Francisco that's kind of curvy and on a hill. You can imagine, you know, San Francisco had a lot of hills. And it was one that I thought like, and I tend to drive, I don't want to say I drive too fast, but I've got a car that can go fast if I want to. And right. This was a moment when I probably wouldn't have driven as aggressively as the robot did at that time. And it was kind of cool. It was like, wow, the robot knows what's up on the street. It actually got honked at, which is sort of hilarious when you think about it, that somebody honked at a robot.
They're honking at nobody, exactly.
Right.
So I'm like, curious.
I'm just sitting in the back, man.
I can't do anything. What are some of the ways that Waymo attempts to make passengers feel more comfortable during the ride? Are there any like amenities for passengers, entertainment?
Very much
like
so. And in fact, I spoke with the user experience designer for Waymo about this because I was so interested in it. When you get in, there's kind of ambient Brian Eno sounding airport music playing. There's a screen on the dashboard that shows the map where you're going and also kind of a ghostly cartoon view of sort of what the car sees. It's not exactly what the computers are using, but it's close. And then there's another screen that's pointed directly to the back seat that does all of that.
So there's a lot.
So you can actually change the music if you want to. You can press an emergency button. Essentially, you can say, like, help. You know, this is too weird. Something's bad. So they do a lot to try to make you feel like it's normal, even though it's very clear it's not normal because there's an empty driver's seat.
Absolutely.
The steering wheel is turning on its
own. Adam, look, we're going to have to leave leave it there today, but I really appreciate your time. For my listeners, besides Business Insider, where can they find some of your work?
Oh, well, I have a bio page. You can find me on Business Insider, and also I got a couple of books on Amazon.
Fantastic. Adam, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
All right, folks, driverless taxis, they are here. They actually, the Waymos cost about 15 to 20% more than Uber and Lyft. So up next, show friend Bill Clevin will be here to talk about travel in Virginia. Then hour two kicks off with more automotive talk. We're going to be talking about car rentals with J.D. Power. Until then, I'm RJ Carey. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mary and I welcome all of you back to this November 2nd broadcast. Just 3 days until Election Day across America, with change coming, folks. Show friend Bill Cleveland is about to join us to talk about traveling in Virginia. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
We all have two ages, our true age and our biological age. And you want your biological age to be years younger than your true age. To help make that happen, we encourage you to try Field of Greens, an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink unlike any other. It's serious nutrition, and Field of Greens was approved for a university study, as doctors believe it may lower your body's biological age, which equates to better health.
Each fruit and vegetable is medically chosen to support vital body functions, and it comes with a better health promise that at your next physical or checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. As a show fan, you're going to save 15%. You'll get free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com with code CARRY, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. We'll get you a direct link.
Back in April, Robert and I took this show to the historic Homestead Resort for the big Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs, Virginia. And Robert and I were married in Virginia, and we definitely have an affinity for that state. Bill Cleveland, known as Bill on the Road, is enjoying some time in our 10th state, and he joins us now to share some thoughts.
Welcome back to the big show, Bill.
Hey there. Good day to you from beautiful Russell County, Virginia, enjoying the beautiful fall colors down here. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, we love Virginia, absolutely, as Mary just said. So you are enjoying a state as we speak on what was meant to be this small town tour. I want you to talk about the small towns, because that's something that Mary and I enjoy when we do these big Let's Go America tours. It's stopping in unexpected places. It's getting to know locals, learning about the community. So how's the Old Dominion trip been going for you, Bill? Where'd you start?
Well, I got to tell you, it's been absolutely beautiful, and I love doing these tours the same reason that you do, just getting to go to the small towns and meet the lovely folks that live there. Been to a ton of places. We won't even have time to talk about all the places I've been to, but started my trip in Bristol, Virginia, stayed at a really cool place called the Sessions Hotel. It was this really cool historic building that has a music theme. I mean, you walk in, there's a record player waiting for you on the bed when you check in. And of course, birthplace of country music there in Bristol. You can actually stand on the main street, straddle the street, and be in Tennessee and Virginia at the same time. But that was absolutely amazing. Of course, you have Wytheville. I almost said it, Wytheville, but the locals get mad at you. It's Wytheville. Hometown of Edith Bowling Wilson. She was the former First Lady of the United States. You can tour her, the house that she was born in. Went to a really cool restaurant there called the 1776 Log House Restaurant. They've got great food, really cool, cozy setting, like you step back in time, which was neat. You know, been bouncing around all over Bedford, Virginia. I'm sure you guys know that. Really cool place. National D-Day Memorial is there.
Yeah.
I'm a big history fan, love presidential histories. Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest is there. That was kind of his
Well, if you love history, Virginia is a great state for that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some really cool stuff.
I want to ask you about Abingdon, because you went to the Barter Theater, and I'm curious if you have to barter to get in. What's that all about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Back in the day, it is true, people who couldn't afford a ticket, you could actually bring, you know, a bushel of corn or whatever you had, and you would trade for a ticket to see a show at the Barter Theater. And it opened in 1933. They're still doing shows. I saw two different shows there. Now, of course, now that I'm under oath here, I can't remember what either of those shows were, but they were great. I promise they were great. I put myself on the spot. But, yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I have seen a lot of small-town theaters, and, you know, some are okay. But I got to tell you, this one, this Barter Theater, I mean, the sets were absolutely incredible. incredible. I mean, it looked like something truly off of Broadway. They did an amazing job with the shows there. But for me, Abingdon, truly, I stopped in Abingdon to do the Virginia Creeper Trail. So this is a 34-mile biking trail
that
takes you through some of the most beautiful scenery in Southwest Virginia. And that, to me, that's my favorite. I mean, Martin Theater is fantastic, but the Creeper Trail is pretty cool.
When Mary and I, when we were down at in Hot Springs earlier in the year, you know, we purposely, she said, listen, shut off the GPS.
Yeah.
Let's just drive some back roads and going through just some beautiful areas that you've been through as well right now. That Blue Ridge Parkway is gorgeous. You know, I know you've been in Floyd, you've been in Rocky Mount, Roanoke, that whole area. But what I really want to ask you, we've got about a minute left with you. I know you love what you do, Bill, from the destination aspect. We appreciate that, as you well know, certainly. You get to know the locals, the strangers, meet these interesting places, these little hidden gems. What are your thoughts right now on Virginia hospitality?
Oh, well, I mean, here's a great example. I did a hike yesterday, and I had to go up this big mountain or whatever. And as I'm going toward the mountain, I have to go through these backwoods, roads, and pass all these beautiful farms and stuff. And people are just complete strangers. They just wave at you. And it's the craziest thing. I'm from a fairly big city. And to just be driving down the road and see Mr. Smith on his John Deere tractor just, hey, hello, and just start waving. And it's like this every single stop. And so, yes, I love it. And that really is just such great Americana. And just it's an awesome part of rural America.
What we love about Virginia, it's a diverse state for sure. By the way, in the New York area, they wave at us a little differently. So, folks, I want you to I'm going to give you a website, Bill on the Road. BillOnTheRoad.com is how you can stay in touch with Bill yourself. Bill, enjoy Virginia. Enjoy your travels.
All right. Sounds good. See you later.
Take care. Have fun.
All right, Bill Cleveland, Bill on the Road, folks. That is hour one this week. As I said to begin the broadcast almost 60 minutes ago, Mary and I, we pre-recorded today's show as we're actually aboard the Seabourn Ovation in Italy with show fans right now, and we'll be broadcasting this program live from Palma de Mallorca next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time. Hour two on this November 2nd begins in about 7 minutes. Go check out our social media on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel, and you're going to be able to follow the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 that's happening as we speak. Get out there also and vote this week if you haven't already, and make change happen, folks. Don't forget you can catch us anytime, anywhere, and via the live stream on our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.